Okay. Looks like it's about 9:15 a.m. here in Taipei. So I'm getting around to looking at your third video and making some suggestions for changes. Okay, I mean, it's very, very interesting. And it's a very, very good job. You know, it's something like you would see in a movie theater. You know, something of that level of attractiveness. So it's very nice. And I made a few changes or suggestions here. And some of the additional things, like you've added on the screen and stuff, and the the changes. I mean, first we're talking about the War of 1812, and then we, you know, change rather dramatically to a discussion of Taiwan. So your entire method for waking up the viewer there and showing them that we're really changing to a whole nother historical situation. That's good. You know, the way you've connected that and other things. You know, you've added a few things here and there, and of course all the imagery and the lettering and the discussion of the War of 1812 and everything. It's really, I mean, my point of view is really exciting. You know, I think at some point, when people really are studying the situation of military occupation and stuff, and then seeing how these situations relate, I think they'll see, you know, the real value of what we've put together here, and the imagery that you've put on the screen there. That it's something, you know, could be used to teach people and stuff. It's really good. So a few suggestions I have here. At 11 seconds before from the second half, you need an additional pause there. And then each time the Roman numeral 1 comes on the screen, you know, that's the beginning of those five items. It needs to be a little stronger contrast with the background image, and perhaps stay on the screen maybe 0.5 or 0.6 seconds longer. So the first time Roman numeral 1 comes on is 2 minutes 59 seconds, so you can look at that. Then at 3:46 to 3:56 on the screen, the proclamation is good. You've obviously done the research and, you know, look for images of proclamation, but the problem is that the War of 1812 and Lincoln are what, separated by, you know, 50 or so years, 50 more years. So it's probably not suitable to have a picture of Lincoln here or one of the proclamations he made. So maybe you can find some other proclamation that you can use, some other instance of proclamation, maybe some British thing or whatever. You can see what you can find there, but Lincoln, unfortunately, is probably not suitable. So, at 4 minutes 8 seconds, after our question is, you need a pause of 0.5 or 0.6 seconds there. At 4:15, after, again, the answer is no, you need a pause there. 4:39, the second line of lettering, the January 14th, 1784, seems towards the bottom of the lettering, seems a little bit faded. It would be better if you could make that full and exact. Okay, 6:36, the capital J there, I would make a small J. And sovereignty period, I would just take out the period. 7:09 on the screen. The Roman numeral 1, again, we're starting with the Roman numeral 1, needs to be stronger contrast with the background image. Perhaps stay on the screen another 0.5 or 0.6 seconds. At 7:49, the background image, because here we're talking about China in ancient times, it's mentioned there. So maybe instead of the street scene, maybe some picture of an imperial court in ancient China would be more appropriate. Maybe you could find something like that. 7:52, You have the aerial bombing scene, which is, you know, which is nice footage, but I'm not, you know, unfortunately, it's not really suitable here because the July 1937 clashes were near a bridge, these foot soldiers. So there's the wiki page regarding this incident. And then I found some Marco Polo Bridge images, and I gave you a URL for that, too. So maybe, you know, some images of the bridge or, you know, some army troops fighting near a bridge or something. Before, again, we must stress, you need another 0.5 or 0.6 seconds. That's it. 8 minutes, 39 seconds. 9 minutes, 5 seconds. The lettering 1895 needs to stay on the screen a little bit longer. At 9:49, the outline map of Taiwan. I think it'd be a good idea to bring this outline map of Taiwan up to full resolution for at least 0.5 or 0.6 seconds before dissolving into the image of the leaders at Cairo at 9 minutes 52 seconds. So at 10:20, the image on the screen should be the Roman numeral for 5, which is V period, capital V period. 11:38 and following, you have red as the dominant color scheme here, which is the current perception of China. But the nationalists are more of a blue, a dark blue. So here I've picked a blue color for your reference and given you the URL. And this entire blue color screen of the mainland China being blue and then extending over to Taiwan should continue up to about 11:54. And then 11:32, you have a Japanese flag flying over for most of this is nice. However, you can continue to fly that all the way up to 11:54 because we talked about the surrender ceremonies October 25th, 1945, and that doesn't transfer sovereignty, so it remains under Japanese sovereignty, even though, you know, they leave. And it's not necessary to take down the flag. Just let this entire image fade into or transmutate into, you know, the next images that are coming on in the next scene. 12:13 background image to 12:26. I'm thinking, you know, here we're talking about a summary and stuff, and here basically you have, it seems like you have a lot of pictures of the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall there in Taipei. But I wonder if it might be more appropriate to put in the image of, or just pan the whole thing, take the whole thing up, pull, you know, it's like we're pulling the camera back and we're going up to it and we're seeing an image of the world. You know, we're seeing an image of the world kind of rotating and maybe we can see the outline of the many world countries. And this seems, you know, very relevant to our entire overview, our entire discussion of sovereignty and jurisdiction. I mean, it's in the final analysis, it's in relation to world countries, right? So, you know, I was thinking about that. Now, here, as I mentioned, we have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have the Roman numerals there. For the War of 1812, we made 5 points. For the situation of the, you know, the October 25th surrender ceremonies and the ensuing developments in Taiwan, we made 5 points. So those were all Roman numerals. So I think for the last 2 paragraphs on the screen, we should go back to just regular, you know, what are these called? Arabic numerals or whatever. You know, just 1 and 2. You know, that would be a 12:30 and 12:44. That would make it clear these paragraphs are not related to what we're, you know, really discussing there previously. Okay, and then at 12:30, the lettering on the screen for these final 2 paragraphs of text, which of course includes those numbers, 1, 2, the background image is rather dark, and then the lettering is also dark, so I think some people have trouble reading it. So maybe the lettering should be in a different color. Now, I suppose you have a good sense for colors. You know what would be appropriate, but one suggestion would be this light blue color here, and I've given you the URL for that. So those are my comments, review notes for the video 3, and I went through and did all these. That's, I think it's a, you know, a large number of comments, and so I don't suppose I'll do any more. We'll just maybe hopefully just look at the next version, and then a few minor things there should be okay. So thank you very much, and those are the end of my comments.